I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kurt and Nolan in the studio as always, and great to be back with you for another week, Dirtbag. So, hey, it just keeps rolling along. We're getting closer to the trade deadline. All things Soto talk, obviously, in that. I don't know if they're really narrowed down to where they're saying he's looking like he might be landing, but... Or if just the sports writers are trying to stir the pot. But Noah and I will talk about that a little bit. Your Yankees, your Dodgers just continue to roll along, and Judge stays hot on the Yankees side of things. Looks like Mookie Betts is maybe heating up on the Dodgers side of things this past weekend. Toronto Blue Jays scorching hot against the Red Sox, moving back into the lead for the American League wild card. Tampa Bay staying status quo, kind of winning, losing. Red Sox obviously trending a month ago on the right way, trending this month in the negative way. So all the things that happened during a season, and we all know it, but if you're a fan of those teams that are trending in the right direction, you're loving right now, and if you're a fan of those teams that aren't, you're hating life and you're worried about the trade deadline or wondering what's going to happen. We'll cover as much as we can, as we always do, Nolan and myself, and you know what, we thank you for being here, thank you for listening, being part of the show as always, and you know we can't do it without you. We do it for you, and that's what it's all about. So you know what, we got a great episode that we're doing with the Win Reality, our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You can watch that. This week's episode is going to be Nolan Braden, myself, actually talking about our initial thoughts on the Win Reality hitting virtual technology that's out there. You know, obviously, if you've heard about it, you know about it. And if you haven't, you're learning about it, or you can learn about it through our series. So we're excited about it, bringing it. And that episode will air on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. So it's aired this morning. Go back and pull it up. Subscribe to us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation so you can follow along all the way. So, hey, be sure to follow us. If you need any swag, you can go to dirtbagbaseballnation.com. You know it's always there. You hook yourself up with some. We'd love to have you wearing it, showing the world your dirtbag pride, and going from there. So we're going to be right back here with the opening segment in a couple of minutes. And you know what? As we always say, settle in. Get that favorite drink of yours. Make sure you're ready to rock and roll with this. And hey, we're ready to get up. Get after and get dirty. So we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year, you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
Right now, 24-count Crayola crayons and Polly Pocket folders are just 50 cents each, and 1-inch binders are only $1.99. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness. Antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
Right now, you deserve the network more people rely on. That's why we're introducing Welcome Unlimited for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with autopay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be unlocked.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. Data roaming at 2G speeds. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's get ready to get after with what's happening around the MLB over the last week, buddy. I don't know where you want to start, man. There's a lot on the table for you.
So obviously this past weekend we had the Hall of Fame going on. A couple of the players that got inducted in have already passed away. They were a part of the Golden Era Committee, Legend. I believe it was. Legends, yep. Committee, yeah. Minnie Minosa's wife, she gave a great speech. I saw her speech. I didn't get to watch all of it just because like there was games happening obviously on Sunday during the Hall of Fame. But when I did flip it over, I saw a few of the players giving good speeches. Obviously, though, the headliner going in, David Ortiz. First ballot Hall of Famer. First DH to get in on his first ballot. He made that a well-known point during his speech. I saw that. Obviously, I mean, he's what, the second DH technically into the Hall of Fame behind Edgar Martinez. DH is a tough one to put into the Hall of Fame, but I mean, David Ortiz, there wasn't really too much debate on that one. Just because you look at his numbers throughout his career, obviously, super clutch player in the playoffs, won 3 World Series with the Red Sox, if I'm not mistaken. 04, 07, and 17, I think.
Great story all around, man. Mm. It's a great story all around of what we talk about all the time, right? Perseverance and longevity that's needed to be in for the Hall of Fame. Just hats off, man. The energy, the stories, and just a great speech. Great speech. I haven't watched it all, but if you want Dirtbags, you got to go and watch it. It's just energy. It's typical David Ortiz, as well as all the other ones, too. I mean, it's a great opportunity to be able to share some of the history of the game, right? That we talk about, knowing there's a lot, so much history we don't even know. So it's great when we get those opportunities of those old timers that we've heard the names and a little bit about them, but to get to see it from them or their families, whatever, is just priceless when you get those opportunities.
Yeah, my only thing, that gray area with David Ortiz, man, I'm never 100% certain if he didn't take steroids. That's my only bugaboo with David Ortiz getting in. Like, he might have taken him, he might not have taken him, but I mean, he was more clean and a better player than a lot of the other guys that did him. I shouldn't say a better player. Better with the media. He was a lot more open about his whole situation with the media than like a Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and that stuff. I'm still of the belief that all those guys should be in the Hall of Fame.
I'll continue to say that until they inevitably get put into the Hall of Fame, because quite frankly, the point of the Hall of Fame is to tell the history of baseball. That is the whole thing, and there's a steroid era that happened. I don't care what anybody says. I'll go on record for as long as I possibly can and say get those guys in the Hall of Fame. Because steroids, at the end of the day, they just longevity a player's career. I don't think they actually help improve your hand-eye coordination to being able to hit baseballs.
Yeah, and you've stayed true to that right from the beginning and stuff. And I think your whole generation has probably stayed true to that if you were able to have that discussion broad and wide and stuff. And like we always say, Dirtbag, send us your opinions on it. We'd love to get them. We'd love to see your feedback and see your thoughts on it, because it's so valuable. Send them in to me at Kirk at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll share them and read them and review them. We love that part of it. That's a big part of our through the week process of the ongoing part of the Dirtbag Baseball Nation. If you're part of the nation, you're part of the nation wherever you are. It doesn't matter. So, but yeah, the Hall of Fame was one thing. We got a list of it. Carry on.
So obviously, we're from the Toronto area. We were watching the Toronto Blue Jays absolutely massacre the Boston Red Sox, making them more than likely officially sellers for the upcoming trade deadline. I mean, trade deadline's next Tuesday. It's going to be over at 6 p.m. this year, which is a little bit different than in years past, where normally it's been July 31st or August 1st. This year, they're doing it August 2nd. But, 28-5 on the Friday. I think they ended up scoring, 45 or 50 runs throughout the entire series. I can't remember off of the top of my head. I know it was just stupid for a three-game series where you're just looking, you're like, holy. But Boston just looked horrible. Like, I don't know how much of the games you saw, Kirk, but, like, defensively, offensively, pitching-wise, like, losing Devers and Sale, I mean, those are two big key pieces there, but, like, Boston still has enough players around them that 28-5, like, that's embarrassing.
Wow. Absolutely. They put it all together. They put together a series like you've been waiting all year to see out of the Blue Jays. Would you not? I mean, pitching was there, hitting was there, defense was there, and for the Red Sox, it wasn't. As simple as that.
Yeah.
It was in Fenway, too. In Fenway. So, man, talk about scorching hot. Well, time will tell if they stay there. Who knows? But, I mean, right now, they're rolling. They're in a good situation. Coming into August, hey, time to separate. Time to separate, for sure. I mean, then you go to the Yankees, they just keep rolling. Judge, what can you say? MVP?
Yeah. At this point in time, I mean, hell. If Shohei comes back to earth with his pitching, I think Judge wins unanimously. Just because Shohei's not having the same offensive year that he did last year. In terms of his production, now I'm not saying Shohei can't turn it on offensively down the stretch, but like right now, the way that he's pitching, I mean, you can't take Shohei out of the AL MVP candidacy. Right now, though, the way that Judge is hitting, Abe, 60, 61, well, for Judge, 62 seems like it would be a down season right now with how hot he is. Like,
well, and that's it, right? And you want to see the pitchers keep throwing to him.
Oh, yeah.
You want to see them keep challenging him, keep going to him, let him see what he can do, and just stay healthy.
Well, then again,
stay healthy.
I don't know how you don't keep on challenging him, though. Like, you look at the guys behind him, Matt Carpenter is all of a sudden 2018 summer Matt Carpenter version, where all of a sudden he hit, 30 home runs with the Cardinals there in a 3.5 month span. He's at 14 or 15 now, I can't remember, in 36 games, I think. You got Rizzo, obviously. He's slowed down a bit, but, I mean, still an imposing threat. Stanton hidden behind him. I mean, like, that's a lineup that's deep, so you don't have any other options but to pitch to Judge. So, I mean, like you said, as long as he can stay healthy, 62 seems well within reach.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, they're just in a good situation right now. They got the legend of Nestor continuing on the mound, you know. Cole is doing well, but he has his up and down games or whatever. But that Nestor, he's locked in. He six more shutout innings against the Orioles, 97 degree temperature, and he just dealt with things like it was nothing. Like, he did it every day. I mean, that guy. What do you say about him?
Yeah, I mean, he was an all star this year for a reason, And he's gonna be a top five AL Cy Young by the end of the year for sure. Like if he's not, it's because all of a sudden he's somehow hit a wall and fallen off of the face of the earth. But I can't see that happening based off of the way he's pitched all year. It's been incredible to watch because he's not a guy that like throws smoke. He's just constantly low 90s, moves the ball around, nice little sinking action on his fastball, cutting action on his fastball, does enough with the off-speed just to mix up batter's timing. But, I mean, hell, he's pitched. He's been the ace this year, no doubt about it, for the New York Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, he's just Dyson hitters. He's becoming a complete pitcher this year, and that's it. That's as simple as it is. You hope for that, and you're seeing it. So what are you going to say? Yep. What are you going to say? It's fun to sit back and watch him go to work every time he goes out in the mound. Absolutely. It's making the rest of that staff better. Oh, making 100%. Them accountable.
100%.
For sure. Just brings the rest of the staff up, brings the rest of the team up. Let them relax and do what they do. Hit balls and hit them hard.
Jump
up to the bottom. So
jumping across the coast quick. LA Dodgers sweeping the Giants, asserting their dominance on the NL West. That one kind of surprised me. I expected the Giants to come out of the break a little bit better than that. Not getting swept by the Dodgers, but I mean, the Dodgers, hell, that's a good team. I mean, obviously, they're $300 million, but the Giants just looked flat.
Big time, and this isn't the time to look flat, right? Because they're right in that wild card hunt. They have to be in the wild card hunt because of the Padres and the Dodgers, and they just, they needed more. They needed more. So now, again, it's coming up on decision time. So, you know, Dirtbags, we're going to continue talking about them after the break, and we'll get back to it. And you know, Mookie Betts looks like he's starting to take off. So, hey, we'll be back here in a couple of seconds. We'll carry on with where we are, and we'll just keep going down the list for you. So stay with us, and we'll be back here in a second.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back to your bags, and we're going to stay after. Before the break, we were talking about the Dodgers sweeping the Giants, and, you know, Kershaw continues to do what he's doing, Nolan. Mookie Betts looks like he's settling back in right now. Again, long lineup, right? Freeman doing what Freeman does. I mean, they don't have Bueller back. A little bit of a tough call there, whatever, not what's going to happen. Who knows? But you got Urias, you got Gonsolin, you got everything happening and everything going in the right direction. And who knows? I mean, if they need to, they're going to make a move. They'll make their trade, whatever happens. But right now, holy cow, they look good in the NL, man. I don't know. Who do you see against them? I don't see anybody, to be honest with you.
No. No, like even the Mets aren't that team this year.
Mm-mm.
Maybe the Mets get hot. I wouldn't be surprised if the Mets make a move in the next week just to try and get some extra help. But I mean, realistically, like you're trying to fight a huge uphill battle. Now, obviously, I mean, playoffs, it's a different breed. The Dodgers, we've seen them perennially choke in the playoffs. I mean, outside of the shortened year where everybody managed to stay healthy for them, like they just year in, year out somehow choke in the playoffs. I don't understand it. They'll make it to the NLCS, but that's usually how far they get. Now, obviously this year, I just can't see any team in the NL right now competing with them. Like it's top through bottom. It's a great lineup. Obviously Bellinger and Muncy have not had the years this year that basically everybody has kind of expected out of them. Like Bellinger, I mean, obviously the past couple of years since he won his MVP has not been MVP Cody Bellinger.
No.
Let's be completely honest not about that. He's a league average player who had two good years.
I've made that comment for 2 years since he dislocated the shoulder, right?
Yep.
In the World Series after the home run, and it's proven it. Yep. Last 2 years, man, he can swing it. He can get hot, but for very short periods of time, right? And I think it's always in the back of his mind, man. If he turns it loose, it's almost like a Fernando Tatis now, right? Does it happen again? Does it put him on the shelf? I think he swings protected to me.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. One team that is interesting in making a good move, Atlanta Braves again, reigning World Series champions. Riley looks like an MVP candidate too there.
Yeah.
That kid. Wow.
Yeah, let's pump the brakes on that a little bit. Don't get me wrong. Like the Braves, they need two starters, in my opinion. Offensively, once you get Ozzie Albies back, and I'm assuming he'll come back middle of August. Probably end of August. I think he'll be back before September based off everything that I've heard and read. Like offensively, that team is a juggernaut. No two ways about it. Austin Riley, like you said, he's come into his own. The past 3 years, he's looked just like he's gone climbing uphill very fast, and he's become one of the more dominant hitters in the National League. That's for sure.
Chipper Jones at third base.
Yeah.
Right.
Honestly.
There.
But I mean, like you're looking at it.
I mean,
it's
Ian.
Ian Anderson, he struggled.
Yeah, for me, you're right. I mean, one pitcher for sure. I don't know if they can go out and get Castillo. I'm not just sure. Whatever. I'm not sure if that's the right fit for them or whatever. But they definitely need a pitcher to fill in that rotation because exactly right, there's been hot and colds out of them all. But in that lineup, holy cow, they look good. But I can see them in the Mets just beating on each other down the stretch.
Well,
so that bodes well. I mean, obviously the Padres and the Dodgers as well, West. But that's going to be some big games coming up real soon and real quick that are going to be, they're going to be table changers. It's as simple as that. The Mets and the Braves. They're in the East and they got them coming up. So it's going to be, does DeGrom come back? Looks good right now.
Yeah, but I don't. We've seen I don't a lot know what of to we, count on for DeGrom coming down the stretch. Like that one scares me. If you're putting all your eggs in that basket, you're leaving yourself wide open to be hurt again. Like,
well, you'll know how he's doing by what happens with the Mets in trades. If they go out and make something real big, you know that they're feeling pretty good about them being there. And if it's just little moves or whatever and that, there's maybe a little uncertainty. But I can't imagine Cohen not going for it. That's been his motive right from the beginning of ownership, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I cannot imagine. I mean, you get Buck Showalter, like we've said a million times. The pieces are there. The polar bear, he looks like he's swinging a good bat over there right now. In the rhythm, getting back into tempo. I think he's got a little fire in his belly for losing the home run derby. You know what? The potential there. I mean, Lindor, for me, he's had an all-right season for them, but he hasn't taken off like he's capable of doing either. And so I think that's a wild card right there. They got to really get him settled in and get him going somehow. And I don't know if he does. Maybe he's just a 240, 250 hitter now. He's got to be on base making things happen.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mets definitely need. I'll be surprised if the Mets add a starting pitcher. Just because I think their rotation is pretty set. They got good kids.
I think so.
Realistically, what I'm looking at,
doing a great job for them.
I'm thinking about left field probably. If they are adding a pitcher, it's going to be number five pitcher, maybe just to replace Carlos Carrasco type of deal, or if DeGrom is still injured. Post trade deadline type of deal, but I mean, I can't really see them going out and getting a frontline starter, but yeah, definitely I could see them going out there and getting a big bopper just because they got enough guys that can kind of do everything, but no one on their team is really outside of Pete Alonso, like scaring me offensively.
Not consistently, you're right. To me, I see the same thing. I don't see that consistency through their lineup. First of the year, they were really locked in on their approach. They were leading the majors in strike zone recognition, really making the opposing pitchers work. Mm-hmm. And I think they got to get back to that and get into that rhythm and that accountability, right, of understanding that they're professional hitters. Let's be professional again. Let's start to crank it up. I hate using that word, but let's crank it up and get back locked in to where we need to be going into the postseason.
A name to keep an eye on if you're a Mets fan. Wilson Contreras. I got a funny feeling about Wilson Contreras going to the Mets.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
I could see Steve Cohen pulling off that one. For some reason, I'm just thinking that. Just because James McCann hasn't been able to stay healthy, obviously. He's signed for a couple more years. You got Wilson Contreras. You're trying to win it all. You know Wilson Contreras is a free agent after the year. Why not try and make a move right now?
Yeah.
He's
I can't falter for that one.
He's arguably a top three catcher in the major leagues. I still question his defense a little bit from time to time, but he has improved in that regards. But in terms of his offense and everything like that and his ability to call a game, I'd say he's pretty good now compared to what he was coming up in his first couple of years in the majors. Like, it's night and day. So, I mean, he's a name that I'm really interested to see where he goes, and honestly, I'm predicting it to be the New York Mets. But, I don't know, that's a wild card. There's a lot of teams that need catching up that are in the playoff hunt.
Two things for me with him. He goes to the Mets, goes anywhere or whatever, and that one is energy, but two, World Series experience.
Yep.
Behind the dish, like you said, he's collectively gotten better overall as a catcher. Yeah, I mean, they're talking about Soto all over the map, obviously, and trying to push the Ohtani card as well. I can't see that happening, but anything is possible in pro sports, so you can't ever say never. But yeah, Contreras is a very interesting trade. And hey, you know what? Hobbies might just say, no way. We're going to go ahead and we're going to build around him again. He's still got age on his side. So, yeah, they get blown away. Hey, go for it. Drive on. But, I mean, they've got the money to re-sign him, too. Not like they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's for sure. I mean, it's the Cubs. The Cubs always have a big checkbook. But I don't know. Yeah, the Cubs, they're a weird team. I'm not just saying that because I'm a Cardinals fan. I'm saying that just because, like, you don't really know which direction they're going in. Like, they realistically shouldn't be trying to compete this year. And, I mean, it's basically a two-team race right now in the NL Central. But when they made the Marcus Stroman offseason move, like, that one just completely threw me sideways on what the Cubs' intentions were. So that's why I'm saying Wilson Contreras, I don't know exactly what to expect out of that. I'd be surprised if he's not traded, same as like in our oldest Chapman back in the day when the Yankees traded him and then proceeded to re-sign him. I could see the Cubs doing that where they trade him to the Mets and then end up re-signing him in the offseason. But I don't know. That's kind of the way that I'm thinking right now is he's going to be a New York Met come a week from now.
Yeah, yeah. Let's jump over to the Astros or whatever real quick before the break. You know, not a lot of movement there. I don't think they need to do a lot. They got a great pitching staff around them. They've got the bullpen. Hitters are solid. I don't know what they do. Moving ahead, they got a good, comfortable lead, obviously, in that division. And they look good. I mean, look how they played the Yankees this year. Man, they've owned them. Both at home and on the road. So I can see them staying quiet. I don't know. I might be wrong, but I don't know who they need. You see anybody there that they need?
Trey Mancini. I'm thinking they either go Trey Mancini or Brian Reynolds. One of those two. Nah, Brian Reynolds, I get it. Brian Reynolds, you got to pump the brakes a little bit because he's still got a few years left on his arbitration with Pittsburgh. But Pittsburgh's not competing. Houston's got enough minor league depth where they can make a move, and they need center field help, in my opinion, if they want to be legitimate World Series contenders this year against the Yankees. Because right now, I mean, their center field, don't get me wrong, defensively they're doing well. Offensively, they're holding their own, but that's it. It's not a center field that's going to scare you. Brian Reynolds, you put him in at center field, that's a guy that can bat lead off. He can do it all for Houston. That's my opinion.
Hey, we'll pick it up here after the break, Dirtbags. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Progressive's Home Court Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Court Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. So you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Hi, Tom Baudet here. Thinking about road tripping to the family reunion. Potato salad, doing battle with the sun, dog crawling all over the cousins, and nothing brings us closer than someone squished in the middle seat. Well, it's a good thing Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms at a great low rate. They'll get you out of that minivan so the kids can get all spiffed up before Grandma starts pinching their cheeks. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, purchase a travel service and get 20% off the rest of your purchase. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started
back. N731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See staplesconnect.com/services/travel for details.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone and then you find out it's not for you?
not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with Select Trade-In and 5G Unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only, device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Before the break, we were talking about the Houston Astros and what they need, what they don't. Nolan had mentioned a little bit about Brian Reynolds maybe as a center fielder of the future for them. Time will tell on that one, but hey, usually we have the curtain call questions, but this week most of your questions that were sent in were based around what our thoughts and opinions were of the trade deadline coming up, and what we see is player movement, and that's always fun to debate and always fun to talk about, but might as well start right at the top, Nolan, with Juan Soto. Hey, we're like everybody. We're reading it. We're trying to stay up to date with it and trying to break it all down and figure out what's right and what's kind of being made up and speculation and everything else. But where do you want to go with Soto? Is he going to end up with the high team, the Cardinals, like they're predicting right now, or do you see your guys pulling that trade at the end of the day?
I mean, realistically, I don't even see Juan Soto getting traded during the season this year. Like, the only reason that I say that is just because the asking price is so astronomical. Like, I can fully, I can see it both ways. I can see a team that is 100% World Series bound, a.k.a. the New York Yankees, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Houston Astros, the San Diego Padres, maybe even to an extent, just because San Diego's got a deep system and you got to assume Tatis is going to come back in the next few weeks, maybe middle of August type of deal, where I could see them trying to throw out a trade offer. I'll be surprised if St. Louis ends up with them. I know that that's been the talk, but I'm just sitting there staring at that proposal and I'm like, I don't know if I could part with as much as they're wanting to get. And I fully understand it from Washington's standpoint. They have two more years of him under contract via arbitration. And, like, why wouldn't you ask for the world? When you're looking at his stats, I looked at it today. Through his age 23 season, he's the eighth highest WRC plus. So for people that don't know, that's like your wins plus runs created. And the league average is 100, and he's, what, 155 or 154, something like that. Just to put that into reference, Mike Trout was 166. Albert Pujols was 164. I believe they were 5-6. Like, it was 10 Hall of Famers, or sorry, 9 Hall, well, 7 Hall of Famers, two guys that will be inducted into the Hall of Fame, one of them in 6 years or 5 years, whenever Albert Pujols can be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Mike Trout, obviously, he'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer, no questions asked. Like, I can fully understand why people are saying, like, yeah, he's realistically going to get a Hall. End of the day, I can't see teams giving up as much as they actually think. Like, it'll be tough. But like I said, though, the Yankees, to me, they scream like the team that's probably going to end up getting him. Just because I don't know how you slot him into the Dodgers line. Well, I guess you move Mookie Betts to second, but still, I just don't know.
I know I've heard the Dodgers have been chanting his name. There's no question about it. And they're always a wild card for sure, right? Because we know they can pull it off. They've certainly depleted their farm system. No question with the Scherzer, the Trey Turner trades, Mookie Betts trades. I'm going to give you a wild card team here. Tampa Bay Rays. I think they've got the depth. You got a couple years with them. Are they going to re-sign them? No, they're not going to re-sign them. But they've got the players to move for a player like a Juan Soto. I don't know if they trust their pitching staff enough at this point in time. I really don't. I mean, you got McClanahan, obviously. Cy Young, probably front runner right now. I would have to assume front runner.
Has to be. Better be. If he's not, I'll be surprised.
Exactly. I'm not sure if they're 100% confident on the pitching staff, but man, I can see them at least putting an offer on the table for a Soto. Yes, you're going to have to increase the arbitration years for him and salary or whatever and stuff like that, but boy, you put him and Wander Franco in a lineup and some of those other guys, you've got to attract some fans out of those guys. I don't know, like I said, but it's just something there I'm going to keep my eyes on. And if it did happen to come to fruition, you know you heard it here first, because I know it's a team that hasn't been said, but they've got the pieces to make a trade like that happen. I really think they do.
Can you see him being dealt, though, prior to the deadline? Or do you think he's an off-season move?
I can't see it being done, but I know they're pushing like crazy to get it done. I just, because they've got the sale of the Washington Nationals to go through, I think they want the books as clean as they possibly can for the new owners. You know, does it come to fruition? Who knows? Obviously, August the 2nd will tell us, but I know if they're doing it, they're working hard at it, because they sure didn't fool around. I mean, what was it, within 24 hours of turning down the $440 million, he was on the market. They were calling teams. Now let's talk about Juan Soto himself. Let's put this into perspective, Dirtbags. Noel and I were talking about it briefly before the show, and we're talking about a 23-year-old that's got the weight of the world on his shoulders. Let's just be flat out honest about that. The weight of the world on his shoulders right now. Had to turn down $440 million. How does that even happen? I realize it's easy to sit there and say, yeah, he's worth more than that or whatever and that, but still, that's more money than any of us imagine having for the rest of your life. That's generational wealth with any common sense at all. And your agent tells you have to turn it down, or MLB has to. I don't even know how that begins. The player's side of things, I guess. And his numbers are showing it, right? He's having a nice season. It's easy to say, oh, well, the Washington Nationals are the Washington Nationals. Didn't hold him back last year after the break, putting up the numbers that he put up. But you're seeing it. You're seeing the weight of the world on this 23-year-old's shoulders. And that's where we lose the perspective of it. It's still a human being at the end of the day we're talking about, right? Imagine the conversations he's having away from the field. Oh my God, man, how could you do that? How could you turn that down? Oh, maybe we should take it. Maybe we shouldn't take it. And I think you're seeing his season numbers reflect that. Am I missing the point here? I don't know. Maybe I am. What do you have on it?
No, I'm the same boat. 23-year-old, you're basically a Trevor Story of last year. Pretty much okay. Right now, I'm under the assumption I'm going to get traded because our team's not competing and I'm not re-signing. And then all of a sudden, odds are he probably won't get traded, and then he'll just basically come back to being Juan Soto. And that's why I'm saying, like, right now, if I'm the Nationals, like, I get it. Your value's still all-time high because you're getting a generational player. But, like, his numbers this year aren't great. They're not Juan Soto numbers that he's put up in the past. So that's why I'm hesitant to think that they're going to deal him now. But, I mean, hell, it's Major League Baseball. Let's be honest. He's a kid. He can figure it out. He just won a home run derby, like you said. Last year he went out with the home run derby, and it turned his season around. So maybe he does that for the second half of the season. Maybe he puts up his Juan Soto numbers, hits close to 280 for the rest of the way, and that's a great year for him. But I don't know. Like you said, the weight of the world's on his shoulders. But jumping over to the next question, his teammate, Josh Bell, where can you see him getting dealt to? Obviously, switch hitter, big guy, had two great years with Washington.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking he's got to, the DH is across the board or whatever. That's an interesting one. I don't even know where the fit is for him. I know that's a terrible answer or whatever, and I just can't even see a fit for him. There's so many teams that could use him. Does it rock the boat on what you have as a team? I don't know. I'm just trying to scan the league right now off the top of my head in those playoff teams, and they're all in pretty good shape right there. My bigger one is what does Artie Moreno do with Shohei? I know they're kicking the tires on it. For me, really quickly, I can't see it getting done. I can't see Artie Moreno letting him go. On the other side of it, I can see a Hall coming back for him. I can see, yes, Mike Trout being probably livid in the short term. But for me, that's probably a better trade candidate than Soto even, just because what he brings to the table all around.
Oh, 100%. He'd get the return that the Washington Nationals are asking for.
I think so. I really do.
100% would. There's no question in my mind. If you're trading for a two-way player that's playing at an MVP level in back-to-back years, and a AL Cy Young candidate for sure, I don't think he's the front runner. Like I said, McClanahan's the favorite for me. But, I mean, right now, Shohei Ohtani's definitely top 10 for AL pitchers. Like, you can't argue
obviously
that.
His second year.
Yeah,
it's his second year doing it and proving that he can do it. So even if you get two or three more years out of that and you trade for him or whatever and stuff like that, I mean, that's priceless in itself. That runs right there with some of these teams that you're talking about with the depth that they have right now. And you know, you can go to the Jays, you can go anywhere in the East, you can go anywhere in the Central even or whatever and stuff like that. I just don't think there's as much movement. I mean, yeah, I can't see the Twins pulling the trigger on that. Chicago White Sox, they're limited in what they have to for resources to pull that one off, so I can't see much happening there. Astros, possibly.
Right division, wrong team.
I think
team.
He's got there. Yeah. Right. Again, division, maybe back to team. Your race.
Nope.
Maybe back to your Tampa Bay race.
Nope. Wrong coast, Kirk. Seattle Mariners.
I know, but...
Seattle Mariners.
Cool.
Seattle Mariners.
You're not trading.
Keep an eye.
You're not trading in-house.
Mark my words. Seattle Mariners.
All right. We'll see. Well, they got to make a move for sure.
They were trading in-house last year between them and Houston. Like I'm saying, Seattle and Houston. So that's why I'm saying, do not be surprised if Seattle all of a sudden... Hey, what do you need? Because a lot of your young outfielders haven't panned out the way that you guys wanted. Joe Adell, et cetera. Even Jared Walsh Brandon Marsh to an extent hasn't really panned out the way that they've hoped.
No.
So that's why I'm saying, don't be surprised if Seattle all of a sudden, hey, listen, we got guys. We can make a move. I don't know if they have enough guys, but I'm just saying they're the team that's already had the Japanese star in Ichiro Suzuki. They got a great Asian market. Like, Shohei to Seattle makes a lot of sense to me, but I don't know. Back to the Josh Bell question that I asked earlier. I think he's going to come up to Toronto. As long as he's vaccinated, I think he's coming up to Toronto. The reason I say that, switch hitter, plays first base, and can DH, so that way he can spell Vladdy, and he's got that left-handed power that the Jays need.
Well, they need a lefty. There's no question about that. And they certainly need a third or fourth or fifth pitcher as well.
Yeah.
So I know the rumors are they've been there for a couple of years or whatever with the Reds with Castillo. I don't know if they can pull that trade off or not. I don't know if the Cincinnati Reds want to. I know they want to do something, but I don't know. There's another guy that's interesting. I mean, you can go down the list. I mean... Geez, there's players out there to be had. It's just really about bearing down and really knowing what you got. And hopefully having those good conversations all season long with amongst general managers, right? To be able to pull the trades. I don't know. Dirtbags, it's an interesting time, man. We're on the edge of our seats just the same as you are, like we have been all season. There's no question about it. I mean, it seems like every week there's just a flurry of activity, and it's nonstop, and it's ongoing, and what could be better? What could be better than what's happening? I mean, we'll give you the information as soon as we can, and we love you being here with us, so stay with it, and hey, we'll be right back with our final thoughts right after this break, so... Get your drink and come on back.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back there, Beggs. Time for our final thoughts. Nolan?
My final thought, real simple. St. Louis Cardinals, trade for Juan Soto. Make it happen. Just don't give up Dylan Carlson. I don't care. Trade Jordan Walker. Trade Mason Wynn. Trade whoever it is, because I'm sick of watching mediocrity baseball.
There you have it. There you have it. My final thoughts, a big shout out to my team over here in France, where I've been coaching and developing this year, as you know, Dirtbags. And we qualified for the semifinals. We finished second in the division and beat teams that the team has never beaten before. Two big juggernauts over here in France. And so, hey, you know what? Real proud of the guys. But really what I'm saying is, because it comes right down to what Nolan and I always talk about. I preached attitude, commitment, and effort. That was my main theme for this year. And playing 27 notes, just being focused on the moment, focused on the game at hand, and not getting to the next game. Staying in the moment. And the guys were able to do it. So we're going to start our playoffs this weekend against near Paris or whatever, called Savigny. So we're looking forward to it. Looking forward to the challenge and the embracement of it. And I'd love to share it with you. So I think it will at some point in time, definitely or whatever. But you know what? It just goes to show you, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. It's about having a mindset, a vision, building a culture, a structure, and a belief system. And that's what it is. Staying true to your message, staying true to your philosophy, your culture, and going from there. And that's what we do here at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. That's what it's all about. So if you want to have us on as a guest speaker, you want to reach out to us, talk on video or whatever, that's what we do. That's what we're always preaching to you. Reach out to us, Kirk at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. DM me on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Ask me anything you need to ask. Ask Nolan, ask Braden, doesn't matter who it is. So again, we've got the Win Reality video on this morning or whatever and that with Nolan, Braden, and myself. Be sure to watch it on our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. If you need any Dirtbag swag, you know you can go to DirtbagBaseballNation.com, wear it. We love to see it being on people, being proud to be a Dirtbag wherever you are in the world. And it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.